Is only Rashi Chetziv Makarub. This is in the narrow lines, about halfway down in the narrow lines. Chetziv Makarub Machusa Begag. Half of it is covered with a roof. Called like a flat roof. Ke'en Tikris Aliyah, like the floor of a second floor. So, do you say a din of. You say then a p'tikra yard b'stoyse. Kfanim kan tachas a kirui. So the kfanim under the part which is roofed mutul is where kan chutz a kirui. A lot of plants on the other part where the area which is not covered. Miyad immediately adjacent. In circle harkik, you don't need to give a distance. The p'tikra yard b'stoyse mahabim mechitza mabdelas b'nei. With blocks between the two. Shakira Kolobias also Lumkane Hirkik. If you would however you would cover the whole area. So now there's nothing to separate into two parts. So it comes also. So here more machitza makes it also. That was proving this point that machitza can make something also. So he said no, still machitzas. Shahashlama zu by enclosing the rest of the area, sealik pitikra mankan mavdol. Took away the pitikras. That's the case of sealik machitzas, which is not what we're challenging. Okay. Then Rabba sent to Abaya biad Rab Shmoye tivol hashiv labaya shubazu. Rabba told Rab Shmoye to tell Abaya this discussion. You find Mechitza Leisr because it says Vekerem Lahokol Lahakmer Pomesh Mechitza Materis Linyan Klima Pomesh Yehuseris Mechitza can make something more Mutter can make it something Oser. So the Kula is if there's a Mechitza there, you're a lot of plants to find Adikar Mechitza up to the wall. Kamer Ad Yisrael Mechitza Samach Mechitza Mechitza right up to the foot of the Mechitza. On one side you could put kafan, on one side you could put zeroyim, immediately up to the mechitzas. That's a kula. What's the chumrah? Hayimash of kerem rochuk min hageder achas esri amo. It's 11 amos away from the wall. B'koshkin pachas or for sure less. L'yomizera ben kerem l'geder. You can't plant any type of zeroyim between the kerem and the wall. Come on, the Mara's going to explain. So you see that the wall makes Isser. If it happened a wall, you'd be mutter. There's no wall. If there's a wall, it makes the cooling you let it pan up to the wall. On one side. And both sides. A. B. If there's no wall, the distance is Dalad Amos. And now there's a wall, you need 12 Amos. Tobias said, why don't you ask Isser Mes Nisan? The Lima Lakshriya Tvei Mi Braisa. That's better to ask for a Bishop than the Braisa. So Mishnah says Karach is a caramel coming before a shirt that explains what Karach is. Esim Arba Amis. Vishamis says, Sir Shehe Bo Latira Laharkik Arba Amis. You have to have a gap of 24 Amis. And then in that situation, when you have a gap of 24 Amis, you will give a distance of 4 Amis on each side. This is where you plant the middle area. In Pachas, if it's less than 24 Amis, according to Bishamai. Also, the Israel, you can't plant, and there are a few tefach, even a tefach's worth. You can't plant anything at all. Mishil says 16. Mochel. So, Mishil says it's just like a circle around on the outside. So, Beishamah says you need 16. Mishil says you need 12. Isha Mishay says, so Yamah, the Fisher Yesh Karim. Oh, this is going to be Basil. Basil says, in a case where there's a karachas, you need 16 amas. Case of a mocha, you need 12. Why karachas do you need more? Fisha yesh karam mekan. Mekan is karam on both sides. Sarach laharchik litan arba amas the karam l'chol tzad l'avadosu. We always give 4 amas to the karam on all sides. Kamloik boker b'chelav, the width of the animal, the oxen with the wagon that they'd be bringing. Shekharshim b'shwarm, they would... It would plow through the kerem with shvorim. Fine. So you need 4 amas on both sides because there's kerem on both sides. So it leaves you with the middle of, if there's 16, is the middle of at least 8. So initial ruches amas bam. So shivasa l'chalku l'kan l'kan yesh dalar amas l'chol chelik. So if we would look at part of it going towards the kerem on one side, part going towards the kerem on the other side, and each one is 4 of those parts. So then the chashib l'betelik. You don't look at the karam one side being mevatel its side, karam mehag giso mevatel palga, and the karam on the other side being mevatel the other side. It has a chashivas on its own because it's 4 amas. So you need 8 amas in the middle because there's 2, it's karam on both sides. And it says if there is a space of 16, then you distance yourself 4 amas. And you plant. Okay, but also arba amos the whole tzad. Your base amos are coming first time. Even by mochel, it's 12 amos. So you see that the wall creates iser. So Bai says, why didn't you ask me from that? I've had a time with the heavy mechitza mashil the high mochel kikerim. The mechitza makes the mochel part of the kerim. Because we say that arma abis sochis and arma is the headi kerem avodas kerem. The kim of the circle havi kerem atzma within 4 amas next to the kerem. That's all part of the needs of the kerem. That's part of the kerem. The 4 amas next to the wall kim lemis daron. You don't plant over there. Meshum the mekalkel the kosel would avonim. You plant there it would be damaging to the wall. Because if you plant there, you'd have to plow there. If you plow there, you're going to loosen the dirt. Okay, so noifel, and that's going to undermine the foundation of the wall. When the ground under it is not strong, you don't plant next to the wall. Dalet amos. So kri mafker, he's mafker. Doesn't mean he's literally mafker it. It's his person. It's private. It means the gabi kerem. He basically in his mind just designates it to the gabi getter to the wall. Well, let me start with lahadi high the payish lachshubei the lebotel the gabi kerem. So you can't say it's part of the area which is chashiv in the middle because it's not. Its function over here is not to be a place to plant. Its function is to be for the wall. Okay. So Abaya remains. There's nothing. We haven't proved this question wrong, and he holds his question still remains a question that you don't have a case where the mechitza the kefufim is going to be matter one and asr for the other. Okay, new case. Amar Bihuda. Gimel karfifas zeb bitzad zeb. So Rashi is the case. They were mahalchim mederech and they built a mechitza, which is only shesi or only orev. And the law is mechitza is only shesi or only orev is only mutter. Each person gets base of sayim. Unless you have 3 people, we have it back in the first parak. If you have 3 people, we're mutter even more than the area of six base saw. As long as there isn't an area which is empty of 2 base saw. Right, so now we have 3 karfivas over here. Each one has a person inside of it, and they're open up totally one into the other. The 2 outer ones, if you look at the picture, the first picture in Rashi, are enclosed and they're larger than the middle one. So they have gifufim, which acts for them as a form of creating a distinct area. So they're like the chatzar gedola. And the middle one is the chatzar katana vis-a-vis both sides. Okay, so Gilgal Rebbe Zeb Tzad Zeb Shnei Machitzanim Megufafim. The 2 outer ones are Megufaf. They extend larger than the smaller one. They have walls on both sides coming in to be Gefufi. And so you end a Megufaf, but the middle one is not. It's smaller. Yachib Zeb. Each one has one person in it. So now the Kish Yorub Rezlan Kol Tzarchum. They're considered like a shiur of 3. Remember, we said the shiur is 3. So how is it a shiur of 3? Because both of the outer ones, we said the middle one is considered if it's in the outer ones. So both outer ones have access rights to the middle one. So it's like you have 3 people all in the same spot. you have the person in Karfiv A and the person in Karfiv C both having rights to Karfiv B, the middle one. So it's like they're both dwelling in Karfiv B in the middle one also. So that becomes like that's a makom of a shiora. And therefore, even if it's larger than base soil, they'd be allowed to carry there. Larger than six base soil, you'd be allowed to carry there. Rashi learns you're allowed to carry in the middle one, that's it. You can't carry in the outer ones. The actually says an interesting thought. He says, now that you give the middle one the din of the car the shiora, and it's a mokum of lina for all three, and therefore you're allowed to make as large as you want, then the outer ones become, because they're opened totally into it, they become like the extension of the karfiv, of the middle karfiv. So the heter starts with the outer ones being the ikur, and they're created dwelling in the middle. Now all three are dwelling in the middle. They have rights to both outer ones, because they become the main one, because that's where all three are, and then the other two become like tuffle to them. So you say both directions. You say tefelus both directions, and everything you're allowed to carry everywhere. Rashi does not hold of that. Okay, now Vadai, however, it's for sure if the opposite would be true. If Soy Megufa Vishnaim Achitzenim Eina Megufa, it's the second picture in Rashi, where the inner middle one is larger, and he has Gefufim vis a vis the two outer ones. So we're there, in that situation, each one has one person in it. And there's the middle of Beishesh. So they don't get Beishesh, each one gets two Beisot. Because the best you could say is the middle one has a right to dwell on each one of the outer ones. But the two outer ones have no shachas to each other. So you have two in Karfiv A, or two in Karfiv C. You don't have three in any of them. So that two people doesn't create a heter. Okay. Now, Iboy Lahu. In that situation, the second situation, the two outer ones, each one has one. There's two people living in the middle one. So two people living in the middle one, we say, since they're going to goof off him, visit the outer ones are like a kach katana compared to them. So it's like they're dwelling in the outer one also. So you have three people in the outer one. An outer one A and an outer one C, not together. Because the A and C don't have each other, but you have three in A and or three in C. So what happens over there? Do you say ilahocha nafki tlosahavu? Ilahocha nafki tlosahavu. Either way, they would go. They would generate the status of three people, and therefore, so both of the outer ones would be mutter, that even if they have larger than they saw, because there's three people living there. Or do you say, that we're not for Shabbos, the normal thing which would have happened, if we're saying where the two other ones have rishus to expand beyond their borders, the logical thing would be they'd split. That, you know, instead of all three crowding into one, you'd have one of the middle ones go to Karfiv A, one of the other ones go to Karfiv C. That'd be the normal understanding of what would happen. So therefore, on Shabbos, you can't be matir because you don't really look at it as if all three are end up in one in any one karfiv. Okay, that's one way of looking at it. So it comes up. You end up with now bim tizal armar chad lahocha nafik b'chad lahocha nafik, that we put one in each. We would look at it as one in each end, and therefore you don't have three. What about the following case? Shnayim bezeh, v'shnayim bezeh, v'echad b'imsoi. So again, the middle one is the Magufaf one. See, it has rights of shlita on the two outer ones, and there's two people living in the outer. Two people in outer A, one A, and two people in outer one C, and there's one person in the middle. So over here, for sure, halavadi ilahachanafik tosahabu. So the we could argue they can go to either one of them, and either way he'll have three there, so both of them become mutter. Since we don't know which one he would go to, becomes he has two options that will work against him and say that you end up with a limitation on both of them because you don't know which one becomes his place. So the sofik will generate, we're not convinced that this is a mokum deer for him. The potential for two deers ends up with no deer because we don't have a vada. This is going to become a mokum, so that's not really doesn't become a mokum. That's the shayla. Vilchus of bayin the kula. We're passing in all these cases of the sofik the kula. So Rashi, gimel kafiva zed betzad zed. They were traveling. They enclosed three areas for dwelling. So carvus means a place which is enclosed out there, and it's not a book of the standard hekar for deer like a chotzer. And b'mechita did a mechita shal shesi kigun shal konim shal orif kigun chavolim shloy tira b'le yochid ela beis hasayim. If it's not a full mechita, so it's only mutter up to beis hasayim can farsh a parakama. The shiaris and muteris, the hakim tzarchon, bechanam of chavala medira. But for shiaris, we're a matter to close it with either shet with chanam or chavalim. We yachid yosef beisazayim aloy elam can also shesi b'or of mechitza kiyemis. Yachid more than the area beisazayim would have to make a full mechitza. Shem chizanim mukufafim, shem chizanim rukavim and mesoy. The outer ones are wider than the middle one. Who parts the shnei and bim loya? It's totally open to the two outer ones. Kufufay and oitzvin alav. The kufufim extend the outer ones on both sides beyond the middle one. Yechabzeh. Now so shiora and yes, now called tzarchem. So in that situation, it comes at dinner with shiora. The meaning of the yirei gedolim b'ktana b'katan. The outer ones both have a dinner. They allowed to dwell in the middle one. There's a shlosh and mimsoi. All three are joining in the middle one. Mimsoi, mitzarfen. So the middle one's mitzarfen. Mutter mimsoi zeh kol shehu gadol hekav b'mechitza shoshesi yeshal orv. To mel in the middle one is now mutter, even if it's larger than base of sign. Going to hear when some of the cases they're ma'arv, that therefore they. Their presence doesn't make each other also, it makes each other mutter. And so it's wider than the middle one, the outer ones. The middle one is wider than the outer ones. They're all totally open to the middle one. For him, it's not the full opening. There's no three people in one spot. The middle one can live in the outer ones. Either way you go, you only have two people. The middle one, you only have one. So if anyone of them is one of the best, it's us. If it's the best, if the middle one is more than base of times, it's also to carry because only has one person. And the two outer ones are porous to mokama, so they also can't carry. Even though they are less than base of times. Two is like the same as the Yachid. With Shiora, the Habi Hanushloja needs three people. In that case, you just said the middle one is larger than the two outer ones. There's two people in the middle one. There's one person in the outer ones. The two people go to either side. There's three. The two of them have powers in both outer ones. We look at both these two people in the middle are in the outer one A and the other one C. So come the two outer ones, you can make it larger as you want, because they're shiores. The middle one not, because there's only two people there.
So yeah, that's fine.
Why would it be two people so to speak drag one of the or both of the outer individuals into it?
Because there's some, the outer ones are like a chacha katana. We say the chacha katana, we said before, like it's enveloped in the outer in the chacha gedayla. So which means whatever is that, so the rishus of the gedarla extends over the katana. So these two people have total rights to use the outer one. So there's three people in the outer one now. There's two people in the middle. There's one person in the outer one. There's three people. So you have a shiura there. We don't throw them to both sides. So you can't be mad to both. And furthermore, so when he throw two of them to at least one side, the allow one of the outer ones to be the full area. In general, what they would want in that situation, leaving out Shabbos issues, the heavy chad lahalcha, b'chad lahalcha, Lord heavy al tzvei b'chol chad. I'd rather have each one of the two middle ones and say, I'd really rather be only go by myself to that one side, and we'll be two over there. The guy was there and myself. And you'll have two. We wish we get more space. The Ravach Lahu, the Teshvitayu, I have more area for my usage. Rather than throwing all two plus one, and one of the outer ones. And the other one, you only have. So we have four people, but three here and one there. That's not normal. So you end up with nothing. Okay, what about the case where you have two in the outer ones and one in the middle? So who's Shalad al Chitzen? But he's the larger ones. He has rights over the outer ones. Wherever he goes, he has three. Therefore, we throw his presence to both sides, and both are mutter. Or or maybe we put his presence in one of the two outer ones, and he'll choose. We don't know which one he's going to. Since it's not clear that he has a different presence in either one, neither one becomes mutter. We pass through the kula in all of these cases. Okay.